Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 109. How to wake up feeling totally alert. Part 4 by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hello there, happy Thursday, and welcome back to another episode of Optimal Health Daily, the podcast where I read you blogs just like an audiobook. I'm Dr. Neil, your personal narrator every weekday. Today's the fourth part of a four-part series. I've been reading a long post from Steve Pavlina about waking up alert, and I'll wrap it up for you today. If you're new here or browsing around, you'll probably want to start at Monday's episode. That's episode 106, so that today's episode makes a lot more sense. Before we jump into part four, if you want to help keep our four podcasts going, we have a little list of ways you can contribute financially or otherwise. Go to oldpodcast.com/support. Anything on that list would be a huge help and greatly appreciated. In fact, one of the easiest things you can do is share this podcast with one friend. Thank you so much in advance for listening. Thank you for checking it out. That's it for now. Let's get to part four of this post and continue optimizing your life. How to Wake Up Feeling Totally Alert, Part 4 by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. Get up at the same time every day, including weekends. This was mentioned in the original Early Riser article. Getting up at the same time every day is pretty important when you're first establishing the habit of early rising. In the beginning, it's too easy to fall off track, so I suggest that you get up at the same time every single day for at least 30 days. If you feel compelled to sleep in on weekends, you're probably doing something wrong. Again, it should feel good to get up early. If you're doing it because you want to and it's working, it will feel normal and natural to do it every day. If you think you need a cheat day, something is definitely off. Why would you cheat yourself out of something you like doing? After you've been waking up energized for at least a month to establish the habit, doing it every single day isn't critical. If I want to stay out late one night, I might sleep in until 6:30 or 7 the next morning. But the next day, I'm back on schedule with no trouble. My normal bedtime is between 10 and 11 p.m., but I can stay up well past 1 a.m. without much difficulty if something stimulating is happening. Last week, I was in New York City, and my sleep schedule was all over the place during the trip. Some mornings, I got up early, while other days, I slept in until 8 a.m. But upon returning to Vegas, I had no trouble getting back on my original sleep schedule. New York City, which is Eastern time, is 3 hours ahead of Las Vegas, which is Pacific Standard Time. So I was normally waking up earlier than usual on this trip. I'm not sure how easy it would be to readapt if we went to Hawaii instead. I'll have to test that soon. I recommend using an alarm clock unless you can set very reliable mental alarms. I still use an alarm clock every morning, but now it's more of a conditioning maintenance device rather than a wake-up device. I probably don't need an alarm to keep getting up early at a relatively consistent time, but since I condition myself to get up when the alarm goes off, it's just part of my routine. I haven't put much effort into building skill with mental alarms, largely because the alarm clock solution already works fine. Go to bed only when you're sleepy. This was also mentioned in the first Early Riser article. Instead of going to bed at a fixed time each night, stay up until you're sleepy. If you're lying awake at night for 30 minutes or more trying to fall asleep, I'd say you've gone to bed too early. Get up and read for a while. When you start to nod off while reading, it's time for bed. Most nights, I can fall asleep within a few minutes after lying down. If I'm not sleepy, I stay up until I am. Sometimes I'm ready to crash at 9:30. Other times, I'll stay up until 11:30. But most of the time, the onset of sleepiness occurs pretty close to the same time, which for me is between 10 and 10:30 p.m. I perceive it as a gentle nudging that tells me if I lie down, I'll be able to fall asleep fast. In the first Early Riser article, I explained that if you start going to bed when you're sleepy and get up at a fixed time each morning, your body will eventually adapt. For clarity, I should add the caveat, if you aren't excessively screwing with your biochemistry. Much of the feedback I've received tells me that most people can adapt to becoming early risers within about 3 to 5 days. That's how long it takes them to hone in on a fairly consistent bedtime that gives them enough sleep to feel well-rested the next morning and not feel sleep-deprived during the day. However, the ones who eat a really poor diet or drink alcohol every night rarely make it past the third day. They almost invariably give up. Develop a pleasant morning routine. If you don't like the way you spend your mornings, you may suffer the problem of waking up without getting up. A good morning routine can help remedy that. It's important to have something to look forward to that makes you eager to get out of bed. My usual morning routine is pretty basic, but it works for me. After I get up, I shave and put on my gym clothes. Then I head for the gym, do my workout, return home, shower, and dress. After that, I'll usually talk to Aaron and the kids for a bit and have breakfast. I like going to the gym, so it serves as a good reason to get out of bed. I know that exercising will leave me feeling even more energized. This is a rich place for experimentation. Some people like getting up and working on a home-based business for an hour or two. Others like to meditate first thing in the morning. In this particular area, the rule is to do whatever works for you. If playing your favorite video game for an hour helps motivate you to get out of bed early, try it for a few days and see how it goes. If your morning routine ever becomes boring, change it. Any effective routine may eventually stop working for you. Do whatever is necessary to keep it interesting. What about an evening routine? It's common advice that having a relaxing routine for winding down before bed will improve your sleep. For me, it doesn't seem to make much of a difference. I can enjoy a lot of variety and activity in my evenings, and I still sleep just fine and wake up alert. A stable evening routine can help compensate for a stressful lifestyle, but otherwise, I don't think it's that important. Feel free to experiment with an evening shutdown process to see what works best for you. Make it so. Early morning alertness is a great habit to develop, and it will serve you well for decades. Don't settle for that no man's land of waking up groggy while your chemically wrecked body refuses to budge. Mastering your mornings will set the tone for your entire day. Once you've experienced how good it feels, you'll never want to go back. You just listened to part 4 of the post titled, How to Wake Up Feeling Totally Alert by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And that wraps up the 4-part series from Steve. I like quite a few suggestions Steve had in this part 4 of his post. He mentioned drinking alcohol. We've actually studied alcohol and how it affects sleep patterns. And we've found that, in fact, consuming alcohol does mess with sleep. People tend not to sleep as deeply when they consume alcohol. and especially when they overconsume alcohol. I also like that he mentioned having a pleasant morning routine. If you dread waking up in the morning, maybe you need to find something that does get you excited and kind of riled up first thing. And I like that he did mention find whatever works for you, because that is different for everybody. I also like that he mentioned having time before bed to kind of get your body to relax, get your mind to relax a little bit, because what often happens is when our heads hit the pillow and we try and fall asleep, that's the time when we ruminate over all of those things that happened today. Did so-and-so really just say that to me? Were they trying to mess with me? Why did that person cut me off? These are all thoughts that tend to pop into our heads when it's finally quiet. But this is actually the last time and place you want these thoughts to pop up. So finding some time, ideally well before bed, to get those thoughts out, that would be ideal. Thank you all so much for listening to all four parts of this post. Thank you for sharing our shows with a friend. We really appreciate each and every one of you. Now, one more time, if you do enjoy this podcast and want to show a little bit of support, you can contribute financially through oldpodcast.com, or we understand if you're not in a position to do that, with the holidays coming especially, there's a list of other things you can do to help us out at oldpodcast.com/support. Anything listed there is a really big help. I hope you have a great rest of your Thursday. Tomorrow, I'll be back for the usual Friday Q&A show where I'll be answering your questions. So definitely come back for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.